Little did I know how much you hurt me so. Little did I know you deal me such a blow.
I forgot how abruptly that ends. That is a fantastic record, and I played the other side of that before.
Hello, world.
Hello, world.
You have first.
You have that record,
so
don't
rude.
You? You have that "Hello, world," which is absolutely terrible.
It is horrible. Yeah,
you had to buy it because it's horrible. But not speaking of this, we are Galligash OG. Are we?
Are you asking me?
I do.
Number 31 episode.
Well, no. You always love to announce the episode number. It's not even important.
I know it's not.
So, yeah. Just before I forget, that was Lee Duncan. Little did I know. And little did I know that this would become a fantastic double-sider. I played you That's When I Cried, some shows in the past. And I thought, man, this is just such a great crossover record. That's hard to categorize. To me, that sounds like a garage teen country popcorn rockabilly teener, if such a thing exists.
It's kind of like our whole show.
That pretty much sums up our whole show. I like that.
Yeah, my friend was just asking me what's the genre of our show, and I guess that's it.
That's about it.
All in one record,
and that's that's why I played it. Kind of perfect.
Yeah.
Lee Duncan. When I played the other side, I had no idea who Lee Duncan is, and I still have only little idea, but. As far as what I could find out, that's definitely his best record.
I think I have one also with me that maybe I'll look for.
I think so too. It's black.
Later.
I know.
It's black.
Yes, I know it's a black label.
Yes,
that's all I remember.
I have a record I'm going to play. It's kind of a weird pressing. I think it's the pressing. I don't know.
It looks really weird.
It looks like a good vinyl. Like it's not as clean.
Sounds like crap.
Yeah, but I love the song, so
it's
I'm going to
really
play
beautiful.
It anyway. The label is Accent, and it's Diane Renner, Quicksand. Diane? What would you say?
It's Diane.
Diane.
That's weird. I'm surprised. For me, not being an
Asian. Because my English, my I's turned to E's after I learned German, I think. So
oh,
Diane,
okay. Oh, there you go.
And my E's turned to I's, because in German you would pronounce E's and like an I, and I's like an E. And so I think
an E would be an E. In German, we say E when there's an E, and we say E when there's an I. Yeah. That's the weird thing. That's how you mess up. What was the other name that you can hardly pronounce?
I can't pronounce a lot of things. Both my languages are horrible. I don't know English or German.
Let's try this one again. It is.
So let's
It is her
Diane
name.
Diane Rayner.
Oh yeah. It's sad that it sounds so crappy. I don't know why. Lionel looks great, but it's a beautiful song.
It is. So let's see.
It's dark and the time grows to crawling on by. Night is dark and the time grows to crawling on by. The midnight train winding low makes me wanna go and die. The wind is cold and the rain is a coming on.
In the morning. good wine.
Oh man, that's so cool. People who know me know that I love the Clovers. But they have a problem with that band. I have a problem with that band.
You always say there's no problem with the Clovers.
There's always an occasion to play Clovers 45. But what annoys me is I can't... What's that sound, by the way? Oh, that's a needle on paper. Oops.
Put the needle on the paper.
If you look at the Wikipedia entry of the Clovers, you see, like, I don't know, 30 band members who were always changing. Like, there was never a fixed group of people that
didn't change. Surprising how, like, every song is good whenever the...
They were always good, and they played for a very long time, but that's my favorite age of them. And I still can't tell. I think it's not Buddy Bailey singing lead here. I don't know. I just really don't know. But, I mean, they're great. That was In the Morning Time. Of course,
in the morning
there, Atlantic. That should be 53 or something.
Nice.
Fantastic.
I have a few records I'm going to play, in, not in a row, but in between bearables, to do with... Women being
terrible subject.
No, just like being abused by men, or just being in bad relationships, or whatever. Like, I think we've had this subject before, but yeah,
we kind of unintentionally we always have this subject. It's kind of creepy.
This one is on the Lion Records, "Devil in a Man's Disguise," Julia Webb. And like, I don't know, I was just thinking about the Gits for some reason today. And, if you don't know the Gits, it's a pretty cool band to find out about. They're from Seattle. They started in the 80s. They're actually good friends of mine, the drummer, and the guys. Mia, the singer, was murdered. And there is a actual movie about her and the whole situation, the Gits and the bands. And so, yeah, it's a sad story. And, yeah, she'll always live on with her music. She's a great singer. And, yeah, if you haven't seen the documentary, you should really check it out.
The documentary is really worth watching. I didn't know the whole story of Mia Zapata and the whole... how it all happened, but the documentary is really worth checking out.
It's great because Steve, the drummer, was a big part of this documentary, and he wrote me that it's done, and he wanted to send it to us to show it here in Leipzig. And then he's like, he stopped the production because the guy was actually found after.
Yep.
I don't remember how many years. I want to say
probably
10,
felt like 100, but
something.
I think
it was
like
a long time.
But
because of DNA, he was found, and yeah. And he just died last year or earlier this year in prison. So, yeah, I don't know. If you don't know the Gits, then you should.
That's right. It's not necessarily my kind of music. They were good. It was pretty much a straightforward punk band.
Yeah.
But they really had some really good stuff. And also, I remember there
really
was
good
this
lyrics too. Like she wrote a song and talking. And actually, she died.
And I think
I always get goosebumps when I hear.
Yeah,
her
she
sing
died
about this.
Exactly. There is one song where she pretty much described what happened to her in the end without knowing about it. But I also there was some footage of her singing blues, like Bessie Smith songs and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's really great.
And yeah.
So
anyway, that doesn't have to do anything with
with
this record
with
other than
for some reason.
Evil men, the evil,
the evilness of humans,
toxic
in general,
masculinity.
Toxic
here we go.
Here's a story I wanna tell of a man I thought I knew well. Soon found out through sleepless eyes here was a devil in a man's disguise. Like a phantom gone from sight, leaving me dreams of holding him tight. All his words were empty lies. Here was a devil in a man's disguise. He's persuasive in manner, clever as sin. With that deception I was taken in. Love locked the door and I have no key. Tears veiled my eyes and I just can't see. Lord above me, what can I do? Adam and Eve had to fight it too. too. I love him still, though it's unwise, for here is a devil in a man's disguise.
Is the jungle drum a magic charm, and I've become, yes, I've become your slave. Your voodoo kiss is the jungle heat that fills my heart with a frenzied beat. That voodoo beat I crave. You touch me and the throbbing of the jungle drums begin. You torture me. I'm a rag doll stuck full of pins. Kissed by the ghostly light, the voodoo moon, the still of the night. One kiss, your voodoo kiss. One kiss, your voodoo kiss. One kiss.
We haven't played Bongo Beatnik Hipsters for a while.
Bongo Beaten.
I had nothing
beat
to...
Beat up the hipsters, what?
I had nothing to play that goes with your subject, and but yeah, I thought it's just very jazzy and orchestra. Yeah. I thought I'm going to at least play some hipster stuff.
Well, Voodoo Kisses kind of goes with that, you know?
It kind of... if you think about it long enough, any record goes with that. Love kinda is pain and terrible. Yeah. You might
tell
notice...
Tell me about it.
Don Sargent. Oh, yeah, it's Don Sargent and the Buddies.
We like Don Sargent.
We like Don Sargent for something. For me, Don Sargent is like the equivalent of I don't know why I keep thinking of Ray Stanley.
Oh, yeah.
Don Sargent and Ray Stanley, to me, could be one and the same person. Of course, they're not, but they go, I don't know. I have an equal sympathy for both of these guys. That's on Catalina.
That's a good one.
It is.
And I'm going to play a good one, too. It's a...
Mm-hmm.
Horrible lyrics, but a good song.
What is it?
Jaro. Jaro? Jaro?
I don't know.
Jaro.
Who knows? If it might be J-A-R-O.
Oh, there's no dots in between. Anyway, that's the record label.
What is it?
And Johnny with the Gentle Hands.
Oh, yes.
Winnie
Brown.
Yes,
yes. Oh, yes. That's a serious record.
Yeah. It's listen to the lyrics. It's a pretty great song.
Yeah. And wasn't there something... No, just listen to the lyrics. It's pretty good. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Johnny was my lover. Johnny, he was shy, gentle and so tender, he never would hurt a fly. Big Joe was the boss man, rich and mean was he. I was Johnny's woman, but Big Joe wanted me. Oh my,
Johnny with a gentle hand,
my baby,
Johnny with a gentle hand,
my man. I'll be true and wait for you, Johnny with the gentle hand. One night Big Joe caught me on my way to town, dragged me in the shadows, threw me on the ground. Johnny heard me holler, raving mad he ran, grabbed Joe by the collar and killed him with his gentle hands. Oh my,
Johnny with the gentle hands,
my baby,
Johnny with the gentle hands,
my man. Johnny with the gentle hand. Sheriff caught my Johnny, took him right off to jail, wouldn't even let me see him, wouldn't let me go his bail. I'll be true to Johnny till the day I die, never see him, I'll meet him on the other side. Oh my,
Johnny with the gentle hand,
my Johnny,
Johnny with the gentle hand,
my man. I'll be true and wait for you, Johnny with the gentle hand. I'll meet him on the other side, my Johnny. I'll meet him on the other side, my baby. Meet him.
You were no good lover and you know you done me wrong. You were no good lover and you know you done me wrong. Ah, but one day, baby, I know you'll come back home.
If you treated me right, I never would have grown. If you treated me right, I never would have roamed. You can build a mansion, babe, but I never will come back home.
You standing there, say you won't be back, took all of my money and bought a Cadillac.
I'm on my way to stay. Goodbye, goodbye, that's all I got to say.
You were no good lover and you know you done me wrong. You were no good lover and you know you done me wrong. Oh, but one day, baby, I know you'll sing my song.
Start singing! I've done for you, who'd think that you would be untrue?
If I'm untrue, don't blame for me, cause it was you who made me see.
I had better get going, move on down the line. Better get going, move on down the line. That mean way of yours, move on down the line.
Oh man.
What a rocker.
How about some absolute killer blues bopper? I mean, if somebody would ever ask me, like, what is a blues bopper? I would play this record.
That's good.
I had no idea. I mean, I knew Mickey Baker as a session guitarist. He's on so many records. He was just one legendary session man. And of course, well, I knew this, but I also knew that this terrible dancing movie from the 80s, where they played a song called Love is Strange. It's a terrible song. We all heard it a million times.
Dirty dancing.
But I always knew, man, this great guitar. And it took me, as a teenager, it took me years to actually figure out that that this is Mickey Baker, of course. But yeah, it's not so long ago that I found this record. Oh man, No Good Lover. Mickey Baker and Sylvia Wonderpool as Mickey and Sylvia on Groove. Just wow. And with a washboard. I mean, that's just got everything.
Really
yeah, absolutely not appropriate to your serious record, which was very good.
Actually, that was a good man and a bad man.
Yeah, it was
well,
a good,
two bad men. Yeah, because the cop took him
yes,
to jail.
The second bad man in your record was the cop who that
he shouldn't have taken him to jail.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was a good one. And this one is about how it's hard to find a good man.
I don't know. I mean,
well,
probably.
Big Maybell has a song called A Good Man Is Hard to Find. So.
Recently, I was DJing with a friend of mine, York from Halle, by the way, and he played a mid or late 60s record from Big Maybell I never heard about. And I thought, whoa, what did she sound at that time? And it was a big soulful record, huge production, big sound. But the funny thing is, I mean, doesn't matter what time was in between that and her 50s recordings here on Savoy. Her voice was exactly the same. It was great to hear.
Yeah, this isn't one of her bigger hits, I think, but whatever. Her voice is just amazing.
Her voice,
so
yeah, it's one of those voices.
Whatever song it is, somehow, it's just still great. Notice, yeah. So, let's go. On Savoy, Big Maybell.
Good man is hard to find. You always get the other kind. And when you think that your man is your pal, you can find him fooling around with some other gal. And then you rage. Man, how you rage. You'd rather see that man dead in his grave. Have your man is mine. Take my advice. Every morning, kiss him late every night, give him plenty loving and try to treat him right. Because of the man, these days sure is hard to find. Yeah, the good man, the good man, the good man is hard to find. Of course, I always wind up with just plain nothing. When you think that your man is your pal, hey, you can find him fooling around with some other gal. And then you rage, man, how you rage. You'd rather see that man dead in his grave. Hey, little lady, if your man is nice, take my advice. Hug him every morning, kiss him late every night. Give him plenty of loving and try to treat him right. Because a good man, damn day, sure is hard to find. I love, love, love my baby all the time. She's a real gone cookie and I love her so. She's a real gone baby and I love her so. When you make her heart will say, they threw the whole away. She's a real gone baby and
Played that. I couldn't find anything when I thought, hey, that's on Savoy, just like Big Mabel. With this epic bass intro. I mean, when I first heard this, who plays that? That's pretty good. That's absolutely amazing. Whirly Fairburn. This is a name I think that's hard to pronounce Whirly without Fairburn. An accent. Whirly Fairburn. Yeah, great double side on Savoy. The other side's I'm a Fool About Your Love. Great bass. Who plays bass? Can tell me.
Does
yeah.
It say that? No.
Why would it say
I
that?
I don't know.
Well, it's Whirly Fairburn like, and the Delta Boys. And the Delta Boys.
Well, I guess it's one of the Delta Boys.
Mm-hmm.
If you know.
If
out
you
there
know.
In Radioland,
we haven't had any comments from people
no
recently.
No one listens to our
show. No one listens to our show. Please change that. Tell all your friends about it. I don't even know why you would do that, but.
We
do
don't
it.
Have any friends. Maybe our listeners
we
don't.
Just
either.
Don't. Yeah.
We have a few listeners, but
yes,
yeah.
But yes, go back, go listen to all the other episodes and listen for questions I'm asking. I still haven't found an answer to, so please.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, something else.
So many questions.
Something else I forgot to mention. You know, I like when people are very personal. And when I bought this Mickey and Sylvia record, I got a letter written in typewriter. I haven't gotten anything with a typewriter forever.
It's really, really cool.
I have been instructed by my son in his name to send you the following single, Mickey and Sylvia, No Good Lover. I hope the record arrives safely and you're pleased with it. Many thanks again for the order and best luck with your collecting in the future.
It's really cute. It has a date typed in
yes.
there. And like
and a stamp and everything.
And then it's all written with a typewriter and then he signs it with
yes.
a pen.
This is really
very
cute.
Very old school.
I just got this one record and that's really
awesome.
Cute. I like that.
Yeah, it's really cute. I have one that's kind of cute and kind of silly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And
like you?
Charlie.
Aww. Aww. Was it a compliment or an offense?
I'm not sure. I think probably both. Anyway, this one
what is
also a compliment and offense maybe. No. Charlie Walker, Tell Her Lies and Feed Her Candy.
Oh, yeah.
I think today that might be Rohypnol. I'm just kidding. Look over there and you drop some Rohypnol on her.
Yeah, this is
candy.
Terrible.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not sure. Maybe
know.
This
something
record
about,
refers
actually,
to something we don't exactly know
yeah.
about. But
I don't remember the lyrics exactly.
But
to
why is it Charlie
while.
Walker? I thought that's Hank Penny.
There is Hank Penny, but I don't know.
Who did it first? I don't know. That's the one I know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I pulled out this one for some reason. And I realized
well,
it's Charlie Walker.
Well, then let's just see what it sounds
it
like. I have absolutely no
wall.
Idea.
In the state of Arkansas, her name it was Mirandy. I wanted her love, so I asked her paw. He said, tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy. My, oh my, if the apple of your eye don't think you're a real Jim Dandy, take my advice and put it on ice, boys. Tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy. You can take her out for the time of her life, give her good Napoleon brandy, but you're never gonna make that woman your wife unless you tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy. my, oh my, if the apple of your eye don't think you're a real Jim Dandy, take my advice and put it on ice, boys. Tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy. If the road of love is bumpy and rough, and if your sugar gets sandy, you can bet your boots she'll strut her stuff if you'll tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy. My, oh my, if the apple of your eye don't think you're a real Jim Dandy, take my advice and put it on ice, boys. Tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy. Your eye don't think you're a real Jim Dandy, take my advice and put it on ice, boys. Tell her lies, feed her candy. Tell her lies, feed her candy. Tell her lies, feed her candy. Tell her lies.
Oh, don't you talk about me, don't tell no tale. You know I love you well. And if you're gonna talk,
tell me.
Don't tell them what we planned when I gave you the ring. I wouldn't want them to know it didn't mean a thing. But if you're gonna talk,
tell me
if you want me. If you don't want me, oh baby, please be fair. And if you're gonna talk,
tell me
all the stuff.
More and more.
And if you're gonna talk,
tell me.
Talk to me, baby. Say those sweet things in my little ear. Come on, honey. You know what I want.
Tell me.
Talk to me.
Tell me. I should have played that before. Tell him lies and feed him candy. By the way, that was wrong. I was thinking of Hank Penny. I don't even know why. It has nothing to do with him. I was thinking of something else by Hank Penny. I don't know what it was. I'm not an expert. You know that. But it has nothing to do with that record. But this was called Tell Me by a guy named Randy.
Tell me all about it.
I tell you that this was Randy Lee, and that was on the Everest label. And I tell you also who played guitar in this. If you don't know, it's probably just some generic, extremely over-the-top echo guitar, which could be anybody. But in fact, it was Carl Perkins. Yes, Carl Perkins was guitar on this record. Interesting, huh?
That's really good.
Yes.
I was shaking.
You also wrote the song.
My booty.
Did you?
Yes.
So, yeah, probably that seems to be... It was a song, it was written by Carl Perkins. He played guitar on it, and I think you just found some random guy singing
pretty
it.
Pretty colors.
It's all colors in the world, yes.
All colors in the world.
It's the whole rainbow.
Excellent. And guess what I found?
Tell me.
Guess what?
Oh, yeah, that's the Lee Duncan thing.
Yeah, the Lee Duncan. So, yeah, I'm done with my other selection of records. This is Lee Duncan on BAI.
British American International.
Thank you for clearing that up. Running wild.
Go run wild, okay.
Born son, don't you be like me. Cause if you do, you'll never be free. Running wild, and I wanna be free. Making whiskey with my next of kin. My next door neighbors, they turn me in. Maybe new men started chasing me. Jumped up and I started to run, facing the man with the loaded gun. The lawman said when he handcuffed me, I got to take you down to the penitentiary. Running wild, and I wanna be free. Running wild.
Hair is a mess. Your mama will scold. Your daddy will shout unless we come in the way we went out. Kissing you was fun, honey, but thanks for the date. Time's come to run, honey, but it's getting late. Just wait till I straighten my tie. Lend me your comb. We gotta go your coat, but we gotta go home.
And here we have another Carl Perkins connection. You might know this, Carl Perkins recorded that, and I honestly prefer this version. Bernie Nee, lend me your comb. And somebody please tell me, what is this high-pitched thing? Is that a steel or can you do this on a guitar? I don't know. This is probably the high-pitched something that ever existed. I think it's a steel. But anyway, it's fantastic.
It is a steel. That record's a steel. Because it's so good. It was so cheap.
Yeah, that's right. It's like a $5 record and it's great. It's fantastic. It's on Columbia. Bernie Nee.
Bernie Nee.
That's N-E-E, not like the K-N-E-E. Thing. The thing between your.
Between your what?
No.
What are you pointing
sorry.
At?
The thing in the middle of your legs, not that.
Yeah, the thing in the middle of your legs. Okay, got it.
Okay,
Moving on now.
Let's change the subject. Where are we?
That we kids are calling it these days, a knee? Oh, man. I'm gonna go to automobiles.
It sounded so fantastic, although it's just automobiles.
Cars.
Wow.
Autos.
Amazing. I hate cars, by the way. Did I ever mention that? I hate cars. Especially those...
Because he learned to work on these...
Yes, I am actually... I am actually an official car mechanic. And since the day I, you know, finished my learning, I never took a screwdriver in my hand again. On cars, at least. And because I hate them. I hate cars.
I also learned mechanics in school, but mm-hmm. I was the first girl to ever sign up for this class in Waxahachie. And the teacher did not like that. He's like, when I first walked into the class, he goes, home ec is down the hall. And I'm like, no, I want to learn how to work on cars.
Yeah.
And he was not having it. He wouldn't teach me anything.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
he pretty much kicked me out of the class. And
conservatives.
Went to my art school class, whatever, and hung out there most of the time and hung out in the yard. And I bought my own car. And the guys from the shop would actually come out and help me.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher hated that. They always had to sneak away. And he thought I wasn't going to come back the next year because he wouldn't let me in class. I came back the next year.
Of course you did. You got to show him.
Nope. Yeah. You're not going to get rid of me. So I taught myself with a little bit of help. But
it's fascinating that I've recently, I don't know if that's of any interest, but recently I've been doing something that I never did in my whole life. And I don't know if I'm missing something or not. But there are these things that everybody does instead of me. And it's not gaming or anything. It is watching YouTube videos of people who have a lot of followers, and not because they are somewhat cool or hip or anything, or they show how whatever that what kind of boring life they have. No, technical, like mostly mathematic. Yeah, like they are pretty much like physics and mathematic influencers. I wouldn't call them. They just explain things very, very good, and there are a lot of channels on there that I learned a lot of things. Also, kind of, very complicated stuff. And the thing, I was always interested in that, but I never had anybody to teach me those kind of things until some people say, well, I think I'll do a YouTube video and explain it to people. And there's a lot of stuff to learn about. So this modern internet that makes us all stupid, there is a way to get a bit smarter.
Smarter, yeah.
Yes. And
back
in the
day, there was no internet in my class. I had to teach myself.
Yes, yes. And today I learned about the... Peter's principle, which means, it's pretty easy to explain. It just means that...
That takes too long.
Does it take too long? Okay. Anyway, that's why...
just look it up yourself, Peter's principle.
Yes. And also...
Otherwise, we'll be here for 2 hours.
Okay, whatever. What is...
Automobiles.
What is that record?
I don't know. This is Clyde Law and the Lawmen.
Oh, that's...
On the Mabel label.
The Mabel label. I'm pretty sure that
it's called Max Mace. The Racing Ace.
I'm sure he was a law enforcer or something.
Yeah, probably.
Let's play that. It's probably silly. I don't know.
He was born one morning in an automobile. Reached up and grabbed for the steering wheel. Drove down the road at a cool 95. The traffic cop said, I can't believe my eyes. Some people say your car is made real strong. When Max and Mace drive them, they don't last long. They don't last long, and that's a fact. Cause Max and Mace drives like a maniac. He had 16 wrecks, and what did he get? Another old Ford and deeper in debt. St. Peter, won't you call him while he's still alive? And when he gets to heaven, teach him how to drive. He was born one morning in the middle of a curve. Wally and Wayne got all unnerved. Raised in a car with no turn lights, gives a left hand signal and then goes right. When Max and Mace come, you'd better head for the hill, or you'll be paying for some Dr. Bill. He looks like a wild man behind the wheel. If his fenders don't get you, his bumpers will. He had 16 wrecks, and what did he get? Another old 40 bigger famous hit. St. Peter just called him, but he ain't alive, 'cause Max Mays never learned how to drive. St. Peter just called him, but he ain't alive, 'cause Max Mays never learned how to drive.
Spend my life in jail for a woman who never loved me. Yes, I wanna be free. I told a lie to the jury, but the 12 men all agree that I'll spend the rest of my natural life in the state penitentiary. Spend my life in misery. One rainy night she called me. She said, hurry just as fast as you can. I ran up the stairs and I opened the door. There she stood with a gun in her hand. And on the floor lay a man. Oh Lord, a dying man. She promised she would love me if I'd only take the blame. Do anything for her sweet love, but she was only playing a game. That she was only playing a game. Well, here come the warden and the jailer. They finally heard my plea. Have taken me out of this cool, cold cell. At last I'm gonna be free. Yeah, no more misery. Hey, wait a minute, Mr. Warden, this ain't the way out of jail. I thought you were setting me free, but you're leading me to a padded cell. Jailer, hey jailer, jailer, hey jailer, 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 jailer.
I wonder if there's one episode of Golly Gosh OG without some criminal jail record.
No way, Jose.
It's great.
It wouldn't be a Golly Gosh OG show without.
Probably.
It would be boring.
That was Bob Wilson on Era. In fact, we have both copies of that. The funny thing is, yours is all red and orange and red. Mine is blue and green.
Blue and green.
And it's good. It's great. Fantastic.
It's really great.
I know.
So
what?
So, I guess I'm going to play a square record.
That's pretty square of you.
But it's round.
Why is this called square records? Is that a square song on there?
Nobody wants a square record.
That's why.
This is called 5 Years. Also a prison song, but it has to do with automobiles as well.
Automobiles. You're in the automobile section here.
Yes, I am. Tony Dodge.
Bam.
Ba-da-da-ch. Okay, so... No stupid jokes. Let's go.
5 years in jail for a hot rod ride. When I was 16, I stole a car to joyride with my baby. The judge said, boy, you went too far. He just don't know how I love my baby. 5 years in jail for a hot rod ride. Warden, he said, I'm gonna go free. 5 years without my baby. The warden, he came with a great bikini. Said, go home and see your baby. 5 years in jail for a hot rod ride. I hitched me a ride on the freight going home to see my baby. 5 years in jail for a hot rod ride. Now I'll get to see my baby. Her husband met me at the door and looked me up and down. He said, don't hang around no more. So now I'm gonna leave this town. 5 years in jail for a hot rod ride. So have your fun and spare your tears, but remember this sad tale. A gal won't hang around 5 years while you're growing up in jail.
So we just had to crack up. I think we both heard this record for the first time, and we both agree it's kind of crap.
It's horrible, but I love it. It's so bad.
Okay. Who was that again?
Who cares? No, Tony Dodge.
Tony Dodge.
How can you ever forget that name?
Okay.
Arranged and conducted by Hardy Solwitz.
Wonderful. Okay, let's put this square record away. As I had the box open with some Savoy 45s in there, I found something by Nappy Brown. So I'm going to play you My Babe.
Baby, what is wrong with you? Tell me, baby, what you gonna do? Is you my baby now? I wanna know, I wanna know right now. I waited 7 days, 7 lonely nights. I wondered why, baby, you just don't write. You told me you loved me and I believe in you. Tell me, baby, what you gonna do? Is your ears still here, my baby now? I wanna know right now. I told you, baby, time and time again, I will love you and be your friend. Listen to me, please. A word from you will put my mind at ease. Is your ears still my baby now? I wanna know right now. I want to hold you in my arms at night. Tell you, baby, everything is alright. You mean everything in this world to me. Wherever you is, that's what I wanna be. Is you is still is my baby now.
I wanna know right now. There's a 60-mile limit from coast to coast, and a highway cop at every cedar post. You better slow down, brother, slow down. Take your foot off of the gas when you hear that siren begin to moan. While you're going 50 in a 30-mile zone, you better slow down, brother, slow down. And don't give the man any sass. If you race the other fella to the underpass, just kiss yourself goodbye. 'Cause if the Lord had really wanted you to go that fast, he'd have give you wings to fly. When you see a man reading a highway map, making 65 with Junior on his lap, then it ain't no time to take a nap. Brother, you better slow down. got his arm around his sweetie's waist. You better slow down, brother, slow down. No use to lean on the horn when you got her wide open at 99 on a dead end road without a warning sign. You better slow down, brother, slow down, 'cause that's how angels are born. When you see a fella coming where the highway's crossed, just ease up and let him by. Don't you dare to try to beat him just to show who's boss, 'cause it might end up in a tie. If you're hitting on 90 and attempting fate, you will soon be knocking on the golden gate, 'cause them hills and curves are graveyard bait. Brother, you better slow down. Brother, you better slow down.
Pull over? Is the thing you wear?
Yeah, exactly. That was a pull out now. That is Berlin Husky. Slow down, brother. And I was looking through my records to figure out what I'm going to play today mm-hmm. and not just do the random pick and spin.
Yeah, today
like
you had
do.
Almost kind of
I have it organized
two
a
subjects.
Little bit.
Wow.
I realized I have two copies of this. Oops.
Do you?
Yes.
What's on the other side?
The other side is Simple Secret.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds know. Good, but I don't think it's
really No,
good.
I think I heard it. It's a really terrible ballad. Waltz ballad or something. Yeah. Want to take that out? No, we don't.
No.
Okay.
No. I have one more car thing. I have two more silly records and then mm-hmm. we're done.
Okay. I have quite an obvious record, but I also want to mention that the Nappy Brown record, man, looked clean. Didn't sound clean. I'm sorry about that. When I heard this first, I thought, man, I know this from Louis Jordan. I think in Louis Jordan's version, it was called Is You Ain't My Baby. Nappy Brown just called it My Baby. I like both versions. But it was kind of a crackly one. But this one here, now I guess I'm going to get in trouble when I say what I say. I guess you all know, especially blues and R&B collectors, Slim Harpo, the double sider, I'm a King Bee and Got Love If You Want It. You're going to say, yeah, that is one essential R&B monster record. And I don't like it. I don't like the voice. I really don't like both of these sides of the record. And that's a classic example when there is a classic R&B record and both sides had been covered. I'm a King Bee had been covered by the Rolling Stones and it was amazing. And Got Love If You Want It got, of course, covered by Warren Smith. And it is amazing. I'm going to play it now. Here it is.
I got love if you want it. I got love if you want it. I got love if you want it. Got your love if you want it. I got love if you want it. We can rock a while. We can rock a while. Quit teasing me, baby. Quit teasing me, baby. You fine looking thing. You fine looking thing. If you let me love you, I feel your loving man. I feel your loving man. I'm a King Bee, baby. I'm a King Bee, baby. Buzzing round your hive. Buzzing round your hive. I can make honey. Let me come inside. Let me come inside. Now here you come, baby. Now here you come, baby. With your head hung down. Your head hung down. I know you've been ballin'. It's all over town. It's all over town. I got love if you want it. I got love if you want it. I got your love if you want it. Got your love if you want it. I got love if you want it. We can rock a while. We can rock a while.
Run, run, run.
Auga, auga.
Peter. Peter. I get into your car and snuggle very close. I love you and I want to be your lady. I whisper and I sigh that you're the only
you
guy.
You know what? In second gear, this rod will clock at 80.
I wish I was a car. I wish I was a car. Then you would give me all of your attention. I wish I was a car, just any kind of car. Then I would be the only thing you'd mention.
You want me thinking of you as we burn along, but in my mind the hot rod is the thing.
I show you there's a dark road, an old romantic park road. You tell me that the bumps will hurt the spring.
You don't understand. I wish you was a car. I wish you was a car. Oh, how I wish you had a brake and clutch. I wish you was a car, just any kind of car, and then you know I love you very much.
Peter.
Yeah.
I try so hard to make you understand, my love. I'd be with you forever if I could. My heart goes hippity hop when you slow down and stop.
It's just that I forgot to latch the hood.
Can't you see a girl likes to be courted?
The heads are milled and ported.
The night is so supreme.
She corners like a dream.
Now how about some kisses?
This engine never misses.
When you're near me, it's like heaven.
Yep, that tack is really revving.
Don't you think that I'm attractive?
Shock absorbers double active.
Oh! I wish I was a car.
I wish I was a car. We'd be together mile after mile. I wish I was a car, just any kind of car. I know we'd get a license after a while.
What kind of a license?
I wish I was a car.
Normally, I'm the kind of guy who would hate these kind of records.
I love
but
it.
Honestly, that's cute. It's a great idea. These are great ideas.
Usually, we would do this as an ender, but I had to play it before.
If you were a car, you know.
I was just thinking, it reminds me of me and you a bit.
Just the other way around.
But the thing is, you don't like cars.
That's
so.
Why. That's why.
I do, but yeah.
Who were those two people?
That was in the Columbia label. Peter Lind Hayes and Mary Healy.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was a car.
Mm-hmm. I really like that. Almost like it. Yeah, it's kind of cute.
So silly.
Yes. And what did I play before? Oh, yeah, Got Love If You Want It, Warren Smith, Unsung. Just a killer classic. I mean, yeah. And I have to say it, it's so much better than the original. Sorry. Oops. Sorry, Slim Hoppo fans.
Someone, we just lost a listener.
Yeah, we just lost a whole bunch of listeners.
We
lost half of our three listeners. Since this record almost ended with a terrible laugh, I'm going to play you... what should I say? This record starts with the most epic evil laugh that ever had been recorded. And you could think, now I'll give you time to think, what might that be? What is the greatest evil laugh ever to be recorded?
It's quite a few.
Who knows what evil looks in the hearts of men? I guess I'm doing a bad job here. Link Ray and his Rayman.
That's pretty good. I'm going to end it as well with a really horrible song.
You're going to end it? That's terrible.
After this
End. Okay, yeah, that's right.
The
These
end,
are the two
friends.
Last records.
This was going to be the last one. Come on and join the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Girls and Love.
Sounds very promising.
It's horrible.
In fact, it's horrible. I actually expected some sort of protest song with really deep lyrics and really progressive and everything. In fact, it's kind of a march that is... it's
horrible.
The terrible
I have to
record.
Play it before I throw it away.
So, yeah. sorry about that, but I'm going to try to neutralize this with Link Ray, The Shadow Knows
on
Swan. From the best to the worst. This is just a monster. And this is one you can turn up all the way until your hi-fi explodes. That was Galiga Show G, and we say...
Tschüss. Adios.
Adios. We got many words for bye. Tschüss is German, by the way. If
the
you
worst
don't know.
Is bye-bye.
Oh.
I hate that.
Do people still say bye-bye?
There's a lot of people here, Germans, when they realize I'm American, they say this. I'm like, oh,
really?
No,
I think most people say bye or ciao or something.
Yeah, ciao. Bye, like bye. Ciao. Yeah. For ciao. Hello and goodbye.
Ciao is, yeah, that's perfect. Ciao it's is for hello forget. And goodbye. Yeah, it's true. Okay, the Shadow Knows. Don't I have a Coasters, the Shadow Knows, different song, but equally good? Oh, forget it. Next time. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow Knows.
Prevention of cruelty to girls in love.
I'm gonna join the society for the prevention of cruelty to girls in love. I'm gonna join the society for the prevention of cruelty to girls in love. You broke my heart, tore it apart. My love was true, but now I'm through. I'm gonna join the society for the prevention of cruelty to girls in love. I'm gonna write down my age and tell them you're to blame. Then I'll turn the page and I'll sign my name. I'm gonna join the society for the prevention of cruelty to girls in love.
Here are the rules of the society for the prevention of cruelty to girls in love. Every time a fella breaks a poor girl's heart, we're gonna throw a picket line, and that's just the start. There's gonna be no kissing until they mend their ways. Those guys are gonna have to learn that cheating never pays.
I'm gonna join the society for the prevention of cruelty to girls in love. And if I'm asked to explain the reason why I'm blue, I'll tell of all my pain is on account of you. I'm gonna join the society for the prevention of cruelty to girls in love. Come on and join the society for the prevention of cruelty to girls in love.
Make it stop. It could have been a good record. It's absolutely terrible. We had to cut it off.
Who
I'm sorry.
Who knows the ending? It's getting really bad.
She probably is going to repeat that for the next 5 minutes. I don't want to listen to that. Yeah, join the society. Goodbye.